This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. It's the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline, we try to help you grow, enjoy, and protect your nest egg. Make sure you never run out of money. Legacy Financial Strategies, make sure you listen to the right show. We specialize in what? Financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, wealth planning, you name the investments, we have a variety of different strategies. Legacy Financial Strategies has been serving mostly pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania for over 80 years between my daughter and myself. My daughter's name is Sherry Marini. She's a certified estate planner. My name is David Gallner. I'm a master certified estate planner. Let me give you some contact information, because some of you listening may want to schedule either a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call, do a Zoom call coming to see us. Legacy Financial Strategies is located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA 16148, in development called Linden Point. We're the fourth building on the left, catty corner from Butler County Community College, known as BC3. So let me give you the phone numbers and the websites, and then I'll tell you, if you happen to drive here, give you some information on how to find the location. So our website, our main website, is LegacyFinancialService.com. LegacyFinancialService.com. Click on the affiliate button. You'll see several other ones, including one is called Legacy Wealthmakers with an S.com. Legacy Wealthmakers with an S.com. Over 20, well over 20, on-demand seminars. They say seminars, oh, they're probably long. No, only about 5 minutes long. Social Security, estate planning, financial planning, how to have that paycheck for life, that guaranteed income, so you never run out of money. There's one on that. Over 20 on-demand seminars. And if you're, a lot of people are visual, but what if you're both? Guess what? You can download some reports called e-guidebooks. They're anywhere from 10 to 14 pages. So you can print it out and read it. What's the cost for this? Zero. We believe in lots of education. Leave a Legacy is another website. LeaveALegacy.com. That's where we post our radio shows under the resource tab. And then click on Legacy Radio. Then we're located, as I said, fourth building on the left. When you pull in the driveway, you'll see two other signs. Innovation Tax Service. That's a website, InnovationTaxService.com. We do tax preparation and tax planning. And if you're paying a lot of money in taxes, we saved a doctor over $100,000 in taxes, and we don't do Willie Nelson strategy. And we're also going to be introducing tax resolution. What does that mean? Most, if you're working with a tax professional, they may do tax prep, but they don't have any strategy to show you if you're getting audited and how to potentially reduce or take that monkey off your back, the IRS agent. So we help you with that. We have a team of people who can help you. That's called tax resolution. But we do tax preparation. Go to that website, InnovationTaxService.com, and tax planning. We've teamed up with some of the top tax advisors in the country, and we don't do any Willie Nelson strategies. We do estate planning. We show you how to avoid probate. If you like a brochure, we can send you one that talks about if you die intestate, without a will, with a will, and how to have a trust. It gives you the pros and cons. And if you'd like to set up a complimentary consultation, we can do that. We also show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness, both on a Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis, which is the best way of doing crisis basis. Most people want their spouses, if they happen to go, at home, not in a nursing home. I've been talking the last week. One of them, I'll just tell you off the bat, you can do your own research, you make up your own mind. Just type in Quality Life Services, Google it, and a person by the name of Heather Presdee, P-R-E-S-S-D-E-E. Now, they have 12 nursing homes, one in Grove City and one in Mercer, but there's one called in Shakura down by Butler. Just Google that. This is a recent case, 2 years ago, and you'll see what happened there. But anyways, you want to check them out, but that's the last place that you want to go. That's the one thing you've been planning for could wipe your nest egg. So, let me tell you how to get their office, and I'll give you some phone numbers. It's on the website as well. So, if you're coming from Route 18, heading, say, south on Route 18, you'll pass Staples. Go to the next traffic light, turn left. It says there's a stone wall. It says Linden Point, turn left. Fourth building on the left. It's about 1,450 feet or a quarter of a mile according to the GPS. So it's approximately a quarter of a mile on the left-hand side. Fourth building on the left, you'll see a sign that says Legacy Financial Strategies, Innovation Tax Service. That's DBA doing business under Legacy Financial Strategies. And then we have our nonprofit called Legacy Educational Institute. We do another radio show. You can check that out, onewaytoheaven.com. That airs on Sunday morning, the same station, 790 a.m., from 8:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. That's only a half hour. This one you're listening on Saturday is an hour long, onewaytoheaven.com. And you want to stay to the end because we always talk about, because you're going to die, I'm going to die. So the question is, where are you going to spend eternity? Most people have the hope so. You don't want the hope so, you want the know so. The Bible is very clear on that. Where you can know for sure you will spend eternity in, either in heaven or hell. He will separate the goats and the sheep. You want the saying, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what you want. But we'll talk more about that at the end. So, fourth building on the left, catty corner from Butler County Community College. So if you're coming from the north, West Middlesex area, you're heading now north on Route 18. You'll pass Tamashenter Golf Course on the right, FedEx on the left, go to the next traffic light. Still stay on Route 18. You see Sheets on the right, Combine's Restaurant on the left. I've eaten there many times. Very good restaurant. Go through that traffic, next traffic light, turn right, fourth building on the left. Now, if you're coming from Youngstown on Belmont Avenue, you're going to head what? East on 80. Route 80, go to Pennsylvania, get off the exit in Pennsylvania called 4B, that's Route 18, and then follow the same directions, you know, Tamashenter Golf Course on the right, you're heading north, and FedEx is on the left. It's about 2.25 miles off that exit. If you're coming from Warren or Trumbull County, take Route 82. My suggestion is put in the GPS, and you'll find the 3087 Innovation Way, Legacy Financial Strategies, or go to our website, legacyfinancialservice.com. So I already mentioned, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness, both on a Medicaid spend down, both on a pre-crisis and a crisis basis. The best way is to pre-crisis. But if you're already in a nursing home or about to go, you can't say there's nothing you can do. We might not be able to protect all of it, but in many cases we can protect a good portion, or at least a portion of your assets. And then we do tax preparation, tax planning. I mentioned estate planning. I'm not a lawyer. I'm a legal assistant. I work with licensed lawyers, elder law attorneys from both Pennsylvania and Ohio. My daughter and I, we both belong to the Mahoney-Chenango Valley Estate Planning Council, where they have tax advisors, CPAs. They also have attorneys and trust advisors. So we can set you up with a, you know, complimentary consultation, or I have some people that you can just do it online. They're in every state that you can possibly have. So I have many, many options. But before you decide on anything, you want to get educated. Everything has pros and cons. And then come back, we'll talk about the investments or savings. And we talk about bucket planning. We'll talk about different colors of money like I do every week. We'll talk about what the stock almanac had to say. We'll talk about oil. You know, Donald Trump just signed a contract with Venezuela. Things are looking positive. But Jim Rickards, who doesn't seem to be wrong on anything, he's talking just the opposite. So I don't want to say what it is. I'll give you both sides, and you can decide. But you want to stay tuned because you want to do something called the Retirement Roadmap. What is the Retirement Roadmap? It's the road that you're on. Not our road, your road. Are you going to have enough money to last until you die, either for you and your spouse or for you? Do you have a written plan? And one thing about this Retirement Roadmap called Retire Works, it's non-emotional. So the first meeting is called what? It's like MRIs. You ask us questions, we ask you questions. Now, if it's on the phone, we don't count that as a meeting unless it's a Zoom call. But if you come in or do a regular Zoom one, you're going to ask us questions, we ask you questions. That's complimentary. Next meeting, we're going to do the Retirement Roadmap. Again, there's no charge for that. If the third meeting, you're not going to have enough money to last, then we can talk about strategies. But if you say, you know, I want to stay with the person I'm with, fine, pay us for the plan, go elsewhere because we're fiduciaries. If not, we'll talk about next segment how we get paid. Either we get paid because we have a fiduciaries, we have a division that has managed money, we talk about red money, we get fee-based, we get paid a fee. We'll talk more about that on the next segment. If we're talking about some other type of strategy, an institution, it doesn't come out of your pocket, it would come from them. So we'll talk more about that on the next segment. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I wish you this important message.
Retired or planning to retire soon? Do you want to save money by paying less on your taxes? Then let the experts at Legacy Financial show you how by visiting LegacyTaxBill.com right now. Use Legacy's Tax Bill Calculator. Fill in the value of your IRA, 401k, and other qualified plans. Retirement is something you've worked your whole life for, so don't let the IRS take that away. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com to schedule your free consultation.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to LegacyFinancialPresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write our phone number down, and you'd like to schedule a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call with Legacy Financial Strategies, one of our folks, Legacy Financial Strategies, make sure you're calling the right office and for the right reason. We specialize in what? Financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, wealth planning, you name the investment or savings, we have a variety of different strategies, and we'll be talking about some of those in a few minutes. So if you'd like to get on our calendar, Legacy Financial Strategies, been serving pre-retirees and retirees for over 80 years. Between my daughter and myself, Sherry Marini is a certified estate planner. And my name again is David Gallner. I'm a master certified estate planner, and mostly we work with pre-retirees and retirees from Eastern Ohio and Pennsylvania. Western Pennsylvania. So we're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, 16148, in development called Linden Point. We're the fourth building on the left, catty corner from Butler County Community College. Our main website, in fact, I prefer you going there and doing some perusing to check us out. We have several websites, Legacy Financial LegacyFinancialService.com. LegacyFinancialService.com is the main one. Click on the affiliate button. You'll see several other websites. If you'd like to schedule a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call, do a Zoom call, give us a call at 724-983-1617, 724-983-1617. If no one answers, just leave a message. We'll get back with you. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, it's on our website. Now, what's not on our website is my cell number. This is not a tract phone. You can text me, call me. If I don't answer, just leave a message, 724-699-3789, 724-699-3789. So before we talk about what the Stock Armor Report has to say, let's talk a little bit about the Bucky planning, wealth planning. Now, again, if you catch the wrong cycle, folks, so I'm going to talk about these different buckets. There's no right or wrong answer. It depends on how much money you have and how much you can afford to lose. So I like to describe money like I do every single week, without a doubt, and I compare it to a traffic light. So a traffic light has how many colors? Three. Yellow, green, and red. So let's talk about yellow, the traffic light. That's caution. Slow down. That's your emergency money. We recommend having anywhere from 1 month to 6 months. Now, where's a good place to put that? Bank, credit union, money market at a brokerage account. The advantage is you want to have some place where it's liquid. You can get your hands on it. And, in my opinion, if you keep $250,000 and under, relatively safe. That's the positive. The negative is, obviously, it's liquid, so it doesn't earn as much as potentially some other type of investment. And, depending on your tax bracket, you may or may not have to pay some tax on it. But we recommend 1 month to 6 months. Then the other extreme is red money. Think of a traffic light, red. Stop. That's your hope-so money. That's your so-so money. A lot of people are listening probably have money in a 401k. And it's probably tied to the market. Now, I'm going to say anything here wrong as long as you don't take money out. Because you can hold on for a long time. If you have to start taking money out, and it starts to decline, as I've mentioned several times, I've gotten into more depth on some past shows, there's something called sequence of returns risk in reverse, and you could run out of money. So that would be what type of investments? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, crypto, variable annuities, gold, silver. Yes, I know gold and silver is wealth insured, but it's, what goes up, it can come down as well. We offer that. We have a fiduciary. We're fiduciary, so we have a division of our company that we have an outfit that actually does that, but still risk money. And even, yes, gold and silver, we offer that, the coins. And if you're interested, by the way, you should give us a call on that. And, but again, that is red money. Again, I'm not opposed to that. I have brokers that listen to that. I think no, we offer it. I wouldn't be offering it. However, if you can't afford to lose money, what do you mean? I don't want to, but if you can't, you shouldn't put anything in there. Or you have a limited amount of money, then you should gravitate toward yellow money, which is your emergency, and the next one I'm talking about is green money. Now, green money is your no-so money. And I can use the word guarantee, and I can't use the word guaranteed on red money. Okay, and there's something called savings bonds. We don't offer that. Long-term CDs, we don't offer that. There's something called a fixed annuity through insurance companies, like a CD, but it's with an insurance company. They're short-term, 1 year, 2 years, so 3 years could be longer. They usually, most of the time, they pay more than the bank does, and they're tax-deferred. And then there's something called a FIA or an index type of a, through a, with those institutions where you could have market-like gains. So as the market goes up, you could participate in the upside. But if the market goes down, you can't lose any money. What are you even talking about? Yeah, so if the market did 10 or 11, you potentially could earn 10 or 11. If it does minus 20, you can't lose 20. You get a zero. And I even know one institution that has a 2% floor. And some of them even have a sign-on bonus. But you want to check it out because every strategy has pros and cons. There's something I call we have called the Real Rate Reporter, and we can back test to show you a different type of industry and see about the bucket planning, how much you should have in red money, yellow money, or green money, or if you gravitate mostly to yellow and green money. Again, we do the planning, we give you the pros and cons, and then you decide. So we get paid with red money, we get paid, that's managed money, that's risk money, that's your hope so money, anywhere from 0.5% to 2%, depending on the size of the account. On the green money, you would not pay us, the institution would pay us. So every strategy, yes, every strategy, I don't care if state plan, whatever, everything has pros and cons. Pros and cons. We like to give you the information, then you decide. So if you want to get on our calendar, give us a call at 724-983-1617 or myself, 724-699-3789, or check our website at legacyfinancialservice.com. So the stock almanac. What do you think the worst month is? Historically, that doesn't mean it will be. Historically, what do you think the worst month out of 12 months? There's 12 months. What do you think the worst month is? I asked one of our accountants. He got it wrong. The answer is September. Uh-huh. Where is September? Next week, folks. Next week. Bearish. September is the worst performance month of the year for the Dow Jones Industrial, the S&P 500, the NASDAQ since when? 1971. I got started business 1970, and I got my insurance license 1970, and I got, it's called the Series 1 license 1973. Then the Russell 1000 and the Russell 2000 since 1979. September's rank improves modestly in midterm years going back to 1950. But average losses widens, you know, for the Dow Jones, etc. So if you want more information, that's why it's important to do this retirement roadmap, especially if you're in retirement or near retirement. Now, let's talk about the inflation. Is inflation has stopped cooling, has it? Well, go to the store. By the way, there's a shortage of cattle. Google how many cattle we had back in the, I think, 67, 1967 compared to what we have now. You can probably see why there's a shortage of them out there, why the price of beef is so high. So this is taken from Stansberry Research, the federal government's personal consumption expenditures, called the PCE. Data show that inflation rose 3.7% year-over-year in July. That matched the inflation rate from June, and prices rose 0.2% month-over-month. Of course, both of these readings were what? Slightly higher than the Wall Street was expecting. Core PCE, which strips out what? Food and energy, rose 3.3% year-over-year in July, matching the Wall Street estimates. So let's talk about the unemployment. The big lie that might catch you off guard. Don't let the 4% unemployment rate, which ratcheted down a little bit, catch you off guard. Why is that? The headlines are technically true. People are not being fired in massive waves. On the surface, everything looks peaceful. In reality, something much worse is happening beneath the surface. While layoffs remain low, hiring has slowed to what? A crawl. Companies are not firing workers in masses, but they are not what? Adding new ones either. They have quietly, folks, frozen their expansion plans. They are holding their breath. It's a market built on sitting still. Think of a water pipe in the winter. When the water begins to freeze, it doesn't make a loud noise. It doesn't break right away. The pipe just stops flowing to someone standing outside the house. Nothing looks wrong. Everything seems quiet. But inside the wall, the pressure is building. That is what the low fire market looks like. When a company stops hiring, folks, it means what? They do not see a bright future ahead. They are holding on to workers they have simply because replacing them is expensive. They aren't growing or just waiting. Holding on to staff is what? Not a sign of corporate strength. It's a sign of caution. Caution, caution, like that yellow light I talked about. For a retail investor, this kind of a quiet market is dangerous. So is now the time to set up a retirement roadmap to see if the road that you're on, are you going to have enough money? We could do different scenarios. So when we come back, we're going to talk about one fellow has a prognosticated in the next 30 days, the oil, which is in the 80s, going to 150. Yet Donald Trump just signed a contract or with Venezuela, a deal, actually, that's going to help us. So who's right? Who's wrong? Well, I'm going to give you both sides, and you decide, but really no one knows. You should come in and do these different scenarios and see if the road that you're on, if you feel comfortable, or if you need to maybe shift some of that money into a green money strategy. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you to listen to this important message.
Retired or planning to retire soon? Do you want to save money by paying less on your taxes? Then let the experts at Legacy Financial show you how by visiting LegacyTaxBill.com right now. Use Legacy's Tax Bill Calculator. Fill in the value of your IRA, 401k, and other qualified plans. Retirement is something you've worked your whole life for, so don't let the IRS take that away. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com to schedule your free consultation.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write our number down, you'd like to schedule, say, a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call, do a Zoom call. Legacy Financial Strategies specializes in financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, wealth planning, you name the investments or savings, we have a variety of different strategies. If you want to learn more about us, I encourage you to go to our website. We have many websites. The main one is LegacyFinancialService.com, LegacyFinancialService.com. Click on the affiliate button, and you'll see several other ones, including Legacy Wealth Makers, which has over 20 on-demand seminars, e-guidebooks you can download. We have leavealegacy.com, innovationtaxservice.com, and then check our radio show out because we're talking about the end on our last segment, One Way Radio Network called onewaytoheaven.com. That's the most important decision that you could possibly make. Do you know for a fact where you are going to spend eternity? I would say the majority of people I talk to do not. These are people who even go to church even. They'll say, I hope. Well, why should God let you in heaven? Well, I think I'm a pretty good gal, a good old boy. They obviously never read the Bible, and I don't do the convicting, the converting, the convincing, the saving. My job is to share the good news. The Holy Spirit does the convicting, the convincing, the converting, the saving. My job is to share the good news. You want to know for sure. You don't want to hope so, so stay tuned to the end. Now, speaking of hope so, well, maybe both sides of the equation from, and I like Jim Rickards, although it's not Jim Rickards per se. It's written by Mac Inslee, but it's from the Paradigm Press, which Jim Rickards is affiliated with. He says, get ready for $150 oil. Now, my personal opinion, I'm skeptical of that. Could they be right? They could possibly be right. That would be a disaster, especially when they say the next 30 days, and guess what's coming up? You couldn't have to work out the elections. And, you know, unfortunately, people get disgusted. They'll stay home, especially the rhinos or the swamp rats. I'm not bummed. They're all a bunch of bums. Well, that's, they earned their name the old-fashioned way. Politician, I took Latin. Poly means what? Many. Now, this is a little fuzzy. I can't remember if this is Latin or not. What's a tick? A bloodsucker. So, by definition, they disclose that they're bloodsuckers, all right? Politician, politic, politician. But get the platform. I told you before, we need a platform. They, yes, they have a, like a constitution. When you join a membership, they actually have what they stand for. So, I'm registered Republican. Not that I like Republicans. It's the platform. In the Democratic Party, I call it the demon rats, the dumb rats, you got rhinos, the swamp rats, that's been hijacked. There is no such thing. There is no such thing. It's communists, folks. unbelievable. I don't know the day or hour. Only God's in charge of that, but Matthew 24 talks about at the door. So my point is, I hope this gentleman who wrote this article was wrong. So let me give you his take, and then I'll give you what Donald said, the president. All right? Our team has been predicting higher oil prices since the start of the conflict with Iran. That's been approximately 6 months ago. They've said peace won't be enough to keep oil cheap for long. But it's been a while since there's been any military action in the Middle East. That's not necessarily true. They kind of they did the mines in the Strait, you know, so that looks pretty good. But, you know, Donald says they don't know who's in charge. Well, I said before, they're a bunch of gang, a bunch of terrorists. Not the people, it's the mindset. You have to understand what the religion stands for, folks. They hate evil. You're supposed to hate evil, love good. They have a reverse. You know what Isaiah 5 says? Woe to those who say evil is good and good is evil. But he said, I was a little skeptical when Zach, he works for Paradite, S-H-E-I-D-T, said he expects oil to jump as high as $50 a barrel in the next 30 days. That's right. We've been pulling 750,000 barrels a day out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. I don't know if you're aware of that or not. He explains, the country can't keep doing that forever. Eventually, that outflow will what? Stop. He said, it's not likely you can flip a switch and have 750,000 barrels come online. Zach continues. He said, everything was done to alleviate the short-term situation in crude, agrees Alan Nachman. In addition to the SPR withdrawals, China significantly curbed demand. But it's not the short-term any longer, Alan continues. He says the chart of the Energy Select, the symbol is XLE. It looks fantastic. His chart also says we can see a very, by the way, I'm not recommending this, just for disclosure, you would could see a very move to 110 in crude oil very quickly. Dan Amos adds that the major Wall Street funds are positioned as even the current $80 price for oil is only temporary. The consensus seems to be $50 to $60, a normal price, he explained. So it won't take major surprise, he said, to set oil and energy stocks skyrocketing higher. I hope he's wrong. He says, Zach is looking at a call option. You don't have to buy this either. I'm not recommending it. It's the XOM, which is Exxon. I won't go into detail, all the details about it. He says it's been between 45 and 55 for essentially all of 2026. He reported the stock has been nearly at 60 last year, but everybody's been kind of forgotten about it. So oil service companies are set for big business as oil producers scale up to meet increased demand. So what say you? Do you think he's right or is it our president? Here's what Donald said. This came out today. Report. The Trump administration nearing a massive, not there yet, but nearing a massive Venezuela oil deal. And Americans grapple with fluctuating prices at the gas pump. It appears President Donald Trump's administration is taking a proactive approach to the problem. According to a scoop from Axios, the U.S. is nearing a massive oil deal with Venezuela, and massive actually fills up here. The U.S. is reportedly in talks of taking ownership stake in Venezuela's large industry. Now, where did this come from? This comes from news. Yeah, big news. This article came from. So it says, they're in massive, actually, it says the U.S. is reporting talks of taking an ownership stake in Venezuela's large oil industry. Two unnamed, you like that, always unnamed U.S. officials reiterated that Axios just how monumental a potential move this could be. It would be monumental, especially with the upcoming elections, but more so for the people. It's a domino effect, oil all throughout the United States, folks. Trains, planes, cars. It affects every aspect of business. Calling this deal huge, they said, would, of course, be an understatement. I agree. One of the officials said, it's massive. Well, if they get it, I would agree. A second official added, President Trump is close to securing America's energy future generations to come, not just in the U.S., but in the hemisphere. The deal, which would be one of the very first of its kind, would be more than double American oil reserves, a notable development given the current state of the Strait of Hormuz. So I said they were clearing the mines and all that kind of stuff, and they said if any ships from, for example, Arango there, guess what? They'll no longer be around. That means they'll be incinerated. Still in its early stages, I don't know what they mean by early, hope not too early, it's not abundantly clear what this deal would exactly involve. Axios reported that not all Venezuela's 300 billion barrels of proven reserves will be involved in the deal. Rather, appears American ownership will be involved over a dozen productive oil fields. Negotiations from both countries are discussing the plan, according to people familiar with the matter who asked not to be identified because the discussions are private, Bloomberg reported. The outlook further added some of them said a possible range that has been discussed is a 100-year lease on several oil fields. The U.S. is in talk with Venezuela to take a large stake in its oil fields in a dramatic move by the Trump administration to extend its influence on the post-Maduro government and the nation's vast energy reserve. Dubbed Operations Absolutely Resolve, the early January operation saw American personnel swiftly swoop into Venezuela to capture Maduro and his wife, both of them are currently standing trial. So this came from Western Reserve. That's where it came from, this news. Western Reserve, not news, but Western Reserve. So what say you? I'm kind of leaning through that. I just don't believe 150. I could be wrong, but here's what I do know. You want to come in and get a second opinion to find out if the road that you're on, are you going to have enough money? Do this bucket planning. We'll give you the pros and cons. You can stay where you are, take the plan, go elsewhere, or put part of the money in. It's like having another bucket of money so they have that paycheck for life and that three-legged stool. If you're fortunate enough to have Social Security, pension, which a lot of people don't, and then a paycheck for life would be your third leg. If you only have two of those, well, a good two is better than having one. So come in, give us a call, 724-983-1617. My cell is 724-699-3789. If we don't answer, just leave a message. We'll get back with you. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. I want you an important message. We'll come back. We're going to talk a little politics. We talked a little bit right in this past section. But the most important topic, when you die, not if you die, when you die, do you know where you're going to spend eternity? Do you know for sure? Or you say, well, I hope. No, you don't want to hope so, you want to know so. So please, this is an important message.
Retired or planning to retire soon? Do you want to save money by paying less on your taxes? Then let the experts at Legacy Financial show you how by visiting LegacyTaxBill.com right now. Use Legacy's Tax Bill Calculator. Fill in the value of your IRA, 401k, and other qualified plans. Retirement is something you've worked your whole life for, so don't let the IRS take that away. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com. Go to LegacyTaxBill.com to schedule your free consultation.
At Legacy Financial Strategies, we know you want to retire with the comfort and security of knowing exactly how much you can spend in retirement, and that each and every dollar of retirement income will be there when you need it. We know you want to sleep at night and have your retirement lifestyle unaffected by today's economic news. We know you don't want to outlive your retirement assets or become a burden to your family and loved ones. We know you want a step-by-step process designed to help you feel confident in your decisions. We specialize in lifetime income planning. We have been helping our clients for over 40 years, offering the confidence that a prudent strategy can help provide. Let us help you. Visit our website at leavealegacy.com to learn more. That's leavealegacy.com. Or call us at Legacy Financial Strategies at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. You'll be glad you called. I guarantee it.
You're listening. listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. This is Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is the Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write our number down, our phone number at Legacy Financial Strategy, which specializes in financial planning, estate planning, tax planning, wealth planning, you name the investments or savings, we have a variety of different strategies. Our phone number, if you'd like to get on our calendar and schedule a 5-minute, 10-minute, 15-minute call, do a Zoom call. Our local phone number is 724, area code 983-1617. 724-983-1617, 724-983-1617, or my cell number. It's not a track phone. You can text me, call me there, 724-699-3789, 724-699-3789. If we don't answer, no problem, just leave a message. We definitely will get back to you. Some reason we don't, call again, because that would be very unusual, but that does happen from time to time. And our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Our website is legacyfinancialservice.com. 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 Click on the affiliate button. You'll see several other websites. Legacy Financial Strategy has been serving mostly, now not all, but mostly pre-retirees and retirees from Western Pennsylvania and Eastern Ohio. We're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA 16148, Development Code Linden Point. We're the fourth building on the left, catty corner from Butler County Community College. So in this segment, we're going to talk a little politics, and then you want to stay to the end, because we're going to talk about the most important subject. It's really not a subject. It's forever. The question is, you're going to die. I'm going to die. Where are you going to spend eternity? Do you know for sure where you're going to spend eternity? Do you really? I would probably question most people don't. We'll talk about that in a moment. But let's talk about, this is a little political, it also has to do with investments. Is this the biggest bubble of them all? What say you? You know, what comes up might come down. How would you like if it comes down, you could have a floor of zero? What are you talking about? I never heard anything. That's a green money strategy. Give us a call. We'll tell you more about it. AI is booming, and the stock market is sky-high valuations. Sky-high valuation. That means PE, price earnings per share. Meanwhile, everyone seems to be ignoring the 800-pound gorilla in the room. What's that? The one market that has allowed all these other bubbles to form, and that is what? The sovereign debt bubble I talked about last week. You can go to U.S. Debt Clock Org. Get the app. Go in the App Store. You can download it. U.S. Debt Clock Org. We've had nearly 17-year bull market in risk assets, largely because of years on end of zero interest rates. When debt pays nothing, money moves toward risks. And it does it naturally. Interest rates are normalizing yet. I don't want to say they're normalizing. They're not normalizing yet. This is the guy who wrote the article. I wouldn't agree with that. Yet the huge growth behind artificial intelligence means what? No, don't say that. Higher rates have not hit risk assets quite yet. That makes more sense. A perfect storm is forming and could peak within the next 6 to 12 months. Shortage caused by the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. Well, it's starting to open up now, causing certain commodity prices to spike. Is it going to be 150, or that contract with Venezuela is going to come down? What say you? Here's the question. What kind of plan do you have written in to cover all the bases? Have you done your bucket planning? Do you have money in yellow, green, and red, or is it all in yellow and red? I find a lot of people who are in retirement, they forgot they were in the accumulation. Now they're in the distribution phase. So debt to GDP in most Western countries is very high. Canada, for instance, had a debt to GDP of under 50%. Pre-financial crisis, it's over 110% today. Well, what the United States? Had a debt to GDP of approximately 60%. And now, you ready for this? 120%. Yet of all the governments continues to run huge deficits, if the rates were still near zero, something has to give. And he says, I believe higher yields will launch a sovereign debt crisis and force governments into austerity. The reason I bring it all out, I'm not saying who's right or wrong, but you should have a written plan to cover the bases. You know, we've been riding this market for quite a while, but sooner or later, you got to shake out. If you can afford the risk, you don't take money out, not a problem. But you, at least you got to have a second opinion, and it's hard to get a second opinion from the first one you're dealing with. That's why we give it complimentary. Check us out. You see our educational videos and reports. We like to give a lot of education, and we give you pros and cons. Now, this is from John Brown. This is from Financial Intelligence. Recession rumbling. That's when the GDP stays the same or declines for two consecutive quarters. Elon Musk's rocket company recently completed what is believed to be the largest initial public stock offering. We kind of already know that. I won't go into a lot of details. As Musk himself briefly became the world's first trillionaire. And, of course, shares have settled back to, you know, approximately 20% above the offering price. Previously, Musk has proven optimistic in timing his profit forecast. This should magnify not the long risk of SpaceX viability, only of the timing of emerging profitability. Meanwhile, it must be recognized that Musk is probably the world's most brilliant businessman. He thinks big, new frontier big. His planned semiconductor plant called TerraFab, for instance, will be an air conditioning building. You ready for this? Covering 100 million square feet, or 4 square miles, equivalent to 3 central parks, or 1,736 football fields. Musk opens markets many barely dream of. Space is a good example, a market where he thinks so far forward he has little to no competition. He designs and manufactures new world products cheaply, enormous volume, leaving a government space agency in the dust. And currently SpaceX, I'm not necessarily I'm recommending this, but it says SpaceX stock is speculative, which it is. That's called red money. But it contains the prospect of dominance in vastly important and highly profitable future space markets, such as massive solar energy production, defense, and communication and the guidance of proven genius. Little wonder SpaceX new debt offering of $20 billion net interest of some $90 billion. It was raised to $2.25 billion. Offer increased SpaceX back cash to $100 billion. So I won't go into more detail than that, but let's talk about the most important thing. Hell's best kept secret. Oh, did I say the word hell? Oh, excuse me. Yes, man's appointed once to die. Hebrews 9:27. Then comes a judgment. What kind of judgment? Not my judgment. God's judgment in the Bible. The great white throne judgment where people who are not believers, shepherding the sheep from the goats, that's the goats, will spend eternity in hell. Not because God wants them to. He stands in the door. He will open that door if we do these certain things as I'll mention. So there's the great white throne judgment for people who are non-believers who will spend eternity in hell because they chose to. Now, God wants all, A-L-L, to come to repentance. Many are called, but few are chosen. God foreknows who's going to come to him. Then the Bema judgment, where the judgment seat of Christ, where believers will be tested by fire, their works, that is, but you'll be in heaven. All right? And you'll have crowns or whatever. But anyway, you'll be in heaven. So there's two judgments. So you'll either spend eternity in heaven or hell. So do you know the secret of spending eternity in heaven? Well, let me just go through that. You will not get to heaven because you're a good old gal, a good old boy. How do I know that? Romans chapter 9. There's none righteous, no, not one. No, not one. All have sinned and shall have short glory of God. Compared to the righteous, holy God, we're filthy rags. I'm paraphrasing this, Isaiah 64:6. So I just said, basically, we're scumbags. Yes, if you don't recognize you're a scumbag, that's a pride issue. So, yes, compared to the righteous holy God, you and I are scumbags. Now, you might not be as scummy as me, but the fact is, you are. All right? The first step, there is no salvation without repentance. And what do I mean by repentance? A lot of people don't know what that means. Brokenness. You're a sinner. So in order to recognize you're a sinner, it's a falling short of the glory of God. We all fall short. Just look at the Ten Commandments. Most of us have broken them many, 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 many times. So we've broken them. So you and I, we deserve hell. So the first step, you must recognize you're a sinner. Before you do that, if you think you're a good old gal or good old boy, you have to humble. James 4:10 says what? Humble yourself before the Lord, and He'll lift you up. Matthew 23:12. Those who humble themselves will be exalted, and those who exalt themselves will be humbled. So humble, then repent. That's that godly sorrow, 2 Corinthians 7:10. That's a change of a direction. Recognize you're a sinner. Ask your forgiveness. And then number three, believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and for me, rose on the third day, but believe He's deity. Hypostatic union means fully God, fully man. Then receive, and then the Lordship become. Now, you still have old nature, you have new nature. That's the secret. It's really not a secret to spend eternity in heaven. Most important decision you could possibly make. So we have some resources for you. We have A Case for Christ by Lee Strobel, the condensed version. Biblical Answers About Heaven by Randy Elkhorn. From Advanced Explosion, 2 question marks. First question mark, when you die, where you spend eternity? If you say heaven, why should God let you in? Then this is really a hot item. The $1 trillion bill and the $1 million bill. Looks like a real bill. It feels even kind of like a real bill. But you know what it has on the backside? It has the gospel message. Remember, we don't do the convicting, the convincing, the converting, the saving. Our job is to share the good news. The Holy Spirit does. So get some of these. Help us fulfill the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19-20. And Acts 1:8, that's the most important decision. Behold, today is accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. Do not wait. Do not wait. It's your decision to make. You can lead a horse to water, can't make him drink it. Hopefully, I've salted your oats a little bit. I hope I didn't oversalt it. So thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you next week. And remember this, it's the day the Lord made. Rejoice and be glad in it.
Folks, if you own stocks, mutual funds, or variable annuities, listen up. We have software that'll do a moral audit. Maybe the money that you're investing is supporting outfits that support pornography, anti-family entertainment, abortion, or maybe non-warrior's lifestyle, or maybe also alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. We will take those mutual funds, variable annuities, and we have this free software we'll analyze and show you what percentage of that money is going to support those. You do not have to give up rate of return to invest in those things. We can show you how to move that money and to support the companies who support the morals that you want out there. So if you want a copy of that moral audit at no charge you, please call toll free at 800-264-4963 or 724-983-1670. It's called the Evaluator.